gravel, glass, and dust. Where the road runs out past normal to our ruin or its bust. And there's an ember in the kindling from a cracked and careless hand, but just waiting for the moment to rise and scorch the land. And there's a rider on the lightning, and the torch is in his skin. There's a phoenix on his shoulder, so optimistic at the prospect of wind. There's a man all clad in leather on a carefree precipice, and he's riding out the weather in the soul of this abyss. And his arms are burning feathers as he squeezes out a grin. And he jumps into the canyon. He's optimistic at the prospect of wind. Of perfection, all the carousels stand tall, and they're casting still reflections on the water and the tar. And somewhere in the distance, that lonely one does spin. So mighty and abiding, so optimistic at the prospect of wind.
Wolf Choir live in studio on 91.3 WYSO. You'll be at Taffy's in Eaton, Ohio, a bit south town here, on the 15th, and you'll be at the Ghostlight on the 25th.
Ghostlight Coffee, yeah.
Ghostlight Coffee in Dayton. Beautiful Ghostlight Coffee on Wayne Avenue here in Dayton. Nice to have you up this way. You call Cincinnati home, but you were more or less born in St. Louis. How did you?
Maybe less. Maybe I was less maybe born in St. Louis.
Maybe you were less born.
I was less born there. No, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
And, which is on the Mississippi, which the Ohio feeds. So
city.
Maybe you just climbed up. You just climbed up the river.
Right. It's just, you know, the same sort of River City madness that goes on in both cities.
Well, welcome to the area. And how long have you called Cincinnati home?
I've been in Cincinnati for, I think, 6 years.
Wow. So
maybe seven. I'm not entirely sure.
A little piece. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Quite a while.
You know how I heard about you was Kevin Milner, who comes
up. Kevin is a good friend of mine.
He's just fabulous. And he gathers together his sort of singer-songwriter friends and puts on an evening. And we generally try to help get that word out. And just a lovely soul and a great.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's been a big supporter of me. And when I met him, it was great. I think he had missed my set at the Musicians Co-op at Canal Street.
Uh-huh.
So I played him one of my songs out on the street.
So cool.
And yeah, it was great. Aww. Him and his wife were there, and It was
how nice.
It was a great night.
It's a testament to your character, by the way, that you would do that.
Well, I didn't want to at first.
Right, you're like, oh,
full
man.
Disclosure, but I did, and it was I'm glad that I didn't.
I remember when I was a kid, long before I even considered sort of performance as an aspect of life, my grandma told me that, you know what, if you can do something and somebody asks you to, you should do it.
Yeah, I think I've adopted that since.
It's a hard step to take, but...
yeah, it is. Putting yourself out there and doing something like this, it is.
Well, you are... I love that as a solo artist, you've chosen banjo because it's such a... Well, it's rare. It's usually a guitar or a piano.
Right.
Or some other, you know, maybe a more full. But this works very nicely for you.
Well, the abridged story about this is I was a saxophone player and I was kind of having a tough time. And I started having recurring dreams about playing this instrument. So
playing the banjo.
Yeah. So I went out and I bought one and taught myself to play it. And this is not a normal banjo. I do get people from the audience that will say, I'm playing it wrong, but this is a plectrum banjo, and a lot of people don't know what that is, but it's the five-string banjo, essentially, without the drone string, and it's played with a guitar pick. And
so it's just four strings.
It's just four strings, but it's not a tenor, which everyone confuses it with a tenor as well, but it came out of the 1920s and 30s before the guitars were amplified, and they needed to get a percussive stringed instrument to the back of the room to carry over the horns.
Right.
And that's where this sort of, we have a similar path, the banjo and me. I was a horn player. This thing was trumping out the horn players, you know.
Both of you cutting through the horns.
Right, exactly.
I love it. So did you know that when you picked this up, or this just happened to be the first banjo you came upon, or you decided?
I looked at a lot of banjos, and when I read about the plectrum, I thought that that's the one for me,
that's
because
great.
Everyone plays the five string, and a lot of people play tenor, but you never see a plectrum player, and plus it's not a guitar either, so all, you know, in terms of being a songwriter, it's a little different, which I'm always attracted to things like that.
You bet. We're with Wolf Cryer live in studio. He's at Taffy's just two nights from now, and then at Ghost Light Coffee on Wayne Avenue in Dayton on the 25th of this month. Would you play us another?
I certainly would. I'll play this. This is the song I played for Kevin out on the street.
Nice.
So I'll play that one since he sort of mentioned and got me on here.
That's
so.
Right. Wolf Cryer live on 91.3 WYSO. You're listening to Excursions.
This song is called For a While. From the tops of the trees, I am diving through the wind to the ivy down below. And in the land and all my ashes, they will scatter in the gray of a cemetery glow. For a while, through the violets of evening, I'll be running as the sunlight trickles down those hills towards their place in the barricades of midnight, where I lay in the silence and the stillness for a while. And there's something in that cool and tranquil feeling, so I hold it here beneath my heart, where all the witches and the warriors are fleeing, and all is quiet by the fire in the darkness for a while. All the faces I hold dear, now they're just shadow, and their voices are lost within the time. And I dream that they are with me through the forest, and when I'm cold, they warm me by their fire.
Won't you join me here, my long-forgotten friends, in my home here among the hills, where for the beauty and the love of sight we'll wander through the winter's broken, barren, bitter chill. For a while, and there's something in that cool and tranquil feeling, so I hold it here beneath my heart, where all the witches and the warriors are fleeing, and all is quiet by darkness. For a while,
it's Wolf Cryer Live on 91.3 WYSO. So I like your imagery. What do you, what is your spark?
For the lyrics,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of escapism.
Well, who isn't?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of my songs deal with that, deal with getting away from whatever is ailing you at the time. For me, it's usually a lot of things. So I sort of try to pour it into the song lyrics. And, you know, it's one of those things where it feeds a certain need for me. At least if I didn't do that, I might not, you know, I might just turn up and vanish. You know what I mean?
I exactly know what you mean. Yeah. It's a path. It's a way, a diversion to keep us, moving forward.
Right.
I often feel
exactly
that way.
Very much so.
If you'd like to find out more about, Matt Bauman and, this, great enterprise of his altar, self, Wolf Cryer.
Right.
You can find that online at wolfcryer.com. That's spelled with a Y.
With a Y. It's spelled wrong, but it's spelled wrong on purpose.
I meant to do that.
Right.
Wolf Cryer, C-R-Y-E-R, all one word. Wolf Cryer, C-R-Y-E-R.com. And there'll be links, I'm sure, there to your upcoming shows and also ways to get your EP.
For the time being, it goes to my Facebook page. I do not have a website proper. However,
okay,
you can find links to all of my things. Shows are on there.
Great.
There's a lot of information. So
we got Wolf Cryer Live on Excursions. If you would do us one more, I'd be
absolutely delighted. Absolutely.
Tell us a little about it.
Well, this song, this is one of the early songs that I wrote. I just recorded it on an EP that will be released at some point this year. I don't know when. But it's called Sparrow, and sort of a song about reincarnation and the escapist thing.
Nice. Birds often come up in that role.
Yeah.
That reincarnation.
Well, I just figure I wanted to pick an ordinary bird, not necessarily a bird of
not
prey or anything
bird
like that. Just the
it's
one you would
sparrow
see. You know, it's the one you would see.
Nice.
And so I wrote this early on. I think it's like my fourth or fifth song that I ever wrote while doing this. So, I hope you like it and everyone else does too.
Wolf Cryer Live on WYSO.
I leaned my back against the wind and left these shackles as the sparrow. In bitter wind it blew me eastward towards the ivory and the narrows. I tried to sing my song to steal all the envy from those halos. And shattered sky began to fall on broken wings, and I was laid low. I'm just a shadow on the road. I'm looking east on frozen meadows, and I'm half a sparrow. In foreign fields, lonesome echoes. I'm just a ghost. And the gospel dawn, it rolled the night within my scarred and battered ego. And I made a home there in the sky above the canyons and arroyos. Through smoke and fog, I fell on through into a sparrow's heart alone. And broken wings were on the mend as I was free and dead and home. I'm just a shadow on the road, and I'm looking east on frozen meadows. And I'm better off a sparrow in foreign fields and lonesome echoes. I'm just a ghost. As the sparrow, and bitter wind it blew me eastward towards the ivory and the narrows. I'm just a shadow on the road, and I'm looking east on frozen meadows, and I'm better off a sparrow in foreign fields and lonesome echoes. I'm just a ghost.
That is Will Cryer live on 91.3 WYSO. I'm glad you switched to banjo because you can't play sax and sing at the same time and you have such a nice voice.
Well, you can, but it's a really unsettling sound. Listen to some Colin Stetson and you'll know.
Are you for sure?
Usually a lot of growls so and barking, you know.
I'm so glad you came and played for us today.
Thank you for having me so much.
You'll be
appreciate it.
On stage this Wednesday night at Taffy's in Eaton, Ohio. You'll be right here in the heart of, just south of downtown Dayton at the Ghostlight Coffee House on Wayne Avenue. You can find out more about Matt Bauman and his great musical other self, wolfcryer.com. That's Cryer with a Y. That's WLFCRYER.com. Thanks again for being here. Keep us
Thank
posted,
you.
All right?
Thank you, Nikki.
You bet.